With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Today marks the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., the second since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. The fight is now being waged state by state, and the march is designed to galvanize pro-life advocates to win those battles. Tens of thousands of people from across the country are expected to brave low temperatures and maybe even snow to gather in the nation's capital. There will be a rally about lunchtime, followed by the march to the Capitol Hill. Hugh Brown of the American Life League says pro-lifers need to be vocal.
Everybody wants to be quiet, not offend somebody. That's got to stop, right? Tell the truth, have that fearlessness, and confront this nonsense head on. That's how it ends, and it's going to have to take a methodical, consistent, faithful approach, and God rewards faithfulness.
A new layer of ice forms over portions of Tennessee just days after the area had snow and bitter cold. Another Arctic blast is impacting the U.S. from Oregon to the Northeast. Tennessee officials updated the state's death toll to 14 at midweek after more than 9 inches of snow fell since Sunday in parts of Nashville, where only about half that amount falls annually. Freezing rain began falling Thursday. Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell signs a brief supporting former President Trump's fight to stay on the ballot in Colorado.
McConnell and some 40 other GOP senators signed the amicus brief supporting Trump in his ballot case before the Supreme Court. The brief was jointly filed by Senator Ted Cruz and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. He told reporters the Colorado Supreme Court has, quote, no authority to remove President Trump from the ballot in the 2024 presidential election. He calls on the Supreme Court to reverse what he calls this disastrous decision. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. The number of people claiming to be the opposite sex is increasing.
According to a report by the medical analytics firm Definitive Healthcare, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has increased sharply in 49 out of 50 states since 2018. It went up the most in Virginia, where cases have increased 274% in the last 5 years. However, the study also reveals that in states that have banned sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has begun to drop off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many experts say it's a case of social contagion. Utah's Republican legislative leaders are pledging to reinforce laws they passed last year requiring parental permission for kids and teenagers to access social media apps. Pro-family groups support the measures, which are designed to prevent kids from accessing pornography, among other things. But two of the laws face court challenges. This is SRN News. More people are appealing to states to show the money, correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
With interest rates skyrocketing, state treasurers say they've seen a big increase in applications for little-known programs that use state funds to spur private investment with bargain-priced loans. Under the programs, states deposit money in banks at below-market interest rates. Those banks then leverage the funds to make low-interest loans. The loan programs typically target small businesses, farmers, or developers of affordable housing. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Georgia judge in the state election interference case against former President Trump is ordering a hearing to examine charges of an improper relationship. The charges filed involve Democratic Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis and allegations of an ongoing relationship with her lead prosecutor that helped her benefit financially. Willis has yet to deny those allegations. More details at SRNNews.com.